back to the show. Back to the laughs. Is that a question mark or a period?
I'm not really sure.
Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
All right, so Kurt, you posted the question on the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt Facebook page, but if you had to watch a Christmas movie every day, but only one through Christmas, so what, 26, 27 days, yeah?
Right, so it's the same movie every single day. You're required to do this. What would you sit through?
And I went with one of the versions of A Christmas Carol because it's short.
Yeah, that's you got to take that in consideration.
Because it's every day.
Every day.
And it's not emotionally draining.
No, I mean, I don't know. It has its moments. But it's not like, it doesn't take me to the brink like It's a Wonderful Life does.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
My big brother George, the richest man in town, makes me sob up pretty hard.
Yeah.
And you can't do that every night.
Yeah.
It'd be a mess.
It'd be a lot. It'd be
very hungover.
Or if I got to the point where it didn't get to me anymore.
Right, it would be ruined.
It would be ruined.
Yeah.
If I did it, 4 weeks in a row, might be ruined.
Right.
Probably. Yeah, or every day for four weeks. I'm saying. Yeah.
See, that's what I'm worried about Home Alone. I think by the 15th viewing of Home Alone,
You'd be kicking down your little Lego creation you got or whatever.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Which is now the Christmas centerpiece.
Just Kurt with a baseball bat beating
Very
it.
Very nice. Yeah.
Colleen, did you ever come up with one?
I was kind of with you on Home Alone. Okay. I think that would be a good choice. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say like Christmas Vacation, but I don't...
After watching it recently, no way.
I know. It would be difficult.
No
My
way.
Husband would, I'm sure, say Christmas Vacation.
Jennifer in Fort Dodge. All right, Jennifer, what would it be for you?
Emmett Otter's Duck Band Christmas.
That is a good one. That is one of the cutest, almost heartwarming movies of our generation.
I remember when we first got HBO as a kid, they showed that movie all the time. Yeah, they showed it all the time.
And I watched it every day.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen it since then, but I do remember liking it.
Yeah, that snake that pops out in the River Bottom Nightmare Band.
Oh, I love that guy.
Right. We actually own it on DVD or Blu-ray, I think, so our kids could enjoy it.
I love it. All right. Hey, thank you, Jennifer. You have a great day, Jennifer. Appreciate the call. All right, Lisa in Des Moines. What do you say, Lisa?
I'm going with the Polar Express.
Oh, okay. Yes. Now, the only thing, I just couldn't watch it in the IMAX because my vertigo.
Jeez.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. But I could watch that every day up until Christmas.
You like that one?
No way. No way. I couldn't stand it the first time I saw it. I was so bored. And then Elf Steven Tyler at the end was like,
"Merry Christmas!"
And I was like, oh, my God.
All right. Well, Lisa says every day for her. How long is that, by the way? I don't remember.
It's almost 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. Whoa. Okay. All right. Okay. All right, Lisa. Polar Express.
Bye. Love you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Have a great day.
The morning entertainment the South Side thrives on.
Every morning.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.